With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. A couple of districts in the Northwoods will be going to referendum this election. They're just some of the more than 100 school districts in the state asking voters for additional funding on November 5th. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports.
Because of lack of state funding, most schools in the area rely on voter-passed referendums for part of their budgets. Operational referendums are meant to cover budget gaps between what a district gets from the state and what it takes to maintain current levels of operation. In Price County, the Prentice School District is asking voters to approve a $1.2 million operational referendum for 4 years. It would cover the operational and maintenance expenses like student programming, facility maintenance, and staff salaries. The White Lake School District in Langlade County is projecting a budget shortfall of around $5 to $5.4 million between 2025 and 2030. It's asking voters to consider passing a $1.1 million per year for 5 years through a non-reoccurring referendum to address those operational needs. If passed, it would begin next school year. Also in Langlade County, the Anago School District is asking voters if they approve a capital referendum. The $54 million would cover facility and infrastructure needs in the district, like fixing water damage and safety concerns in the elementary schools, as well as health and safety risks in the middle and high schools. If passed, it would have a property tax impact of $100 per $100,000 of assessed property value. An April report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum found Wisconsin voters in February and April cast ballots for 103 school district referenda, approving 62 of them. That 60% approval rate was the lowest in a midterm or presidential election year since 2010. You can find links to more information about the school referenda on our website, WXPR.org. For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.
Incumbent Republican Rob Summerfield is running against Democratic candidate Richard Pulcher for the 68th District of the Wisconsin State Assembly. The district includes all of Price County. WXPR's Hannah Davis Reid talked to Summerfield about his perspective on a range of issues.
Rob Summerfield says he wants to continue his work in Madison for the future of Wisconsin, and especially children and families in our district.
I want to continue to make a difference for our district. I think since I've been in office, been a strong leader.
When asked about childcare, Summerfield says the biggest thing we need to do is get more people into the childcare industry and reduce burdens and barriers on childcare providers.
We can encourage retired people, younger people that have kids, that maybe that could pick up another family to help, you know, alleviate the pressures of not having childcare support or childcare providers in the area.
WXPR talked with Summerfield about a range of topics, including climate change, housing, and abortion. You can listen to that interview online at WXPR.org. He asked voters who haven't had the chance to meet him in his time in office to feel free to reach out to him.
I love talking with people of the district because that's where I learn the most. That's where I get my best ideas for legislation.
The election is Tuesday, November 5th. You can learn more about what's on the ballot and hear from other candidates with the WXPR Voter Guide at WXPR.org. For WXPR News, I'm Hannah Davis Reid.
Democratic candidate Richard Pulcher is running against Summerfield. On his campaign site, Pulcher is characterized as a dedicated servant to our community, driven not by titles or accolades, but by a profound desire to make a positive impact. WXPR tried to contact Pulcher via email and phone, but did not get a response. The Supreme Court has rejected an emergency appeal to remove Robert F. Kennedy Jr. from the presidential ballot in both Wisconsin and Michigan. The justices did not elaborate in two brief orders rejecting the push Tuesday. There were no noted dissents. Kennedy wanted to get off the ballot in Wisconsin and Michigan after dropping his independent bid and endorsing Republican Donald Trump in the tight contest where third-party candidates could be a key factor. Lower courts have generally sided with the states that said removing his name days before the election would be impossible. Firefighters have remained busy responding to wildfires in Wisconsin and the Upper Peninsula. In the last month, there have been more than 182 fires that have burned more than 1,000 acres in Wisconsin. Pine Lake Fire and Rescue was among the departments responding to a small brush fire in the town of Pelican off Germond Road. The call came in around 4:30 Tuesday morning. Firefighters arrived on scene and found a fire burning about a half acre in the woods. Fire danger remained high to very high across the state. For nearly a month now, the Wisconsin DNR has been encouraging people to avoid burning because of the drought and dry conditions throughout the state. Some Wisconsin poultry farmers have been left in a lurch after a sudden bankruptcy by processor Pure Prairie shed light on a law that prevented state officials from coming to their aid. Judith Rees Branch reports.
The processor worked with about 50 farms in Wisconsin, Minnesota, and Iowa to raise broiler chickens. Ag departments in the other two states stepped in to help farmers after Pure Prairie Poultry filed for bankruptcy last month. But in Wisconsin, farmers had to resort to giving away tens of thousands of chickens on Facebook. Jason Mugnaini with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau says the state just didn't have the structure to deal with such a situation.
This very particular circumstance identified a gap.
He explains in Wisconsin, dairy, vegetable, and grain farmers have an indemnity fund available to make a claim in situations like this. Poultry farmers don't. Reports from one farmer in western Wisconsin say he's owed nearly $100,000. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
New data shows enrollment at the universities of Wisconsin system's four-year schools ticked upward this fall. The system released enrollment numbers Tuesday as of the 10th day of the fall semester. They show that total enrollment across the four-year schools stood at over 160,000 students on the 10th day of the 2024 fall semester. That's up more than 1% from the 10th day of the fall 2023 semester. UW-Green Bay saw a 10% increase, the largest of any of the 13 four-year campuses. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.